Moncrief on News Talk.
Most people will have a dog or dogs as pets, but there are some households or businesses which opt to have a guard dog. In the UK, there's apparently a surge in demand for personal protection dogs. So, leaving aside the movie depictions of slobbering hounds, what do guard dogs actually do? What are they trained to do? And what's the law around all this? Robbie Owens is the founder of Blackstar Canine Training. Good afternoon, Robbie.
Good afternoon, Sean.
And Robbie was just telling before we came on air, like, decades experience doing,
doing
this kind of thing. So in the main, most of your business would be outside Ireland, would it?
It would indeed. There's a very, very low demand for what we do here in Ireland. The UK, as you've mentioned, is a slightly bigger market, but our fundamental aim then is to train dogs, and our market will be in the North America.
Yeah. And are there kind of different forms of training you can give these dogs?
Yeah, well, basically, again, it's there's basically three levels of training, level one, two and three. Level one would be a basic level. A lot of the protection per se would be on lead. Again, we go up to level two. And again, we add more discipline to the dog. We put the dog through more scenarios. The dog gets more experience. But at the end of the day, fundamentally, it's all about control. And then level three, then it's basically endless what you can do at level three as far as control is concerned.
Right. Okay. And the dogs would be intended to protect one person or a premises, usually?
Usually, our clients or potential clients would vary from anyone that lives alone in a rural area, might need a level of protection, isn't quite happy with the level of privacy that they might have. Again, then it go up to business people who handle money on a regular basis, large amounts of cash, business people, personalities.
Mm.
It's a very, very wide client base.
And is an important part of this establishing a relationship with the dog and the dog owner or the person who's going to be giving the dog orders?
Well, what we do is we normally source our dogs, or indeed we've bred some of our dogs, which at 8 weeks old would start training. It seems a very young age, but it's amazing what a dog can learn at that age. They're very open to learning. We'll spend 2 to 2.5 years training the dog basic obedience. A lot of people have the perception that protection dogs, even the name would conjure up visions of a 40, 50 kilo dog, frothing at the mouth, unstable in its mind, overly aggressive. That's about as far from the truth as you can get. What we do, 85-90% of our basic training will be what we call environmental training, where basically the dog has to be neutral in all scenarios, neutral to people, neutral to any potential distractions, and only reacts on command.
Okay.
That's the key, because without control, you have absolutely nothing. We do not train a liability.
Yeah, so you don't want a dog that goes crazy when they hear a doorbell or traffic
no,
or people
absolutely
talking.
Not. Absolutely yeah. not. Neutrality is the key, and that fundamentally is based on genetics. You have to get the basic genetic material. We source our dogs. If dogs coming in 2-3 months' time from as far away as Germany, again, we do a lot of research on the genetics. The genetics is the blueprint. That's the foundation. Oh. And then we can take the dog down whatever road we decide to go.
Okay, so there would be the certain breeds that would already have the temperament that you're looking for first.
Yes, again, it's the quintessential vision of a German Shepherd. The Belgian Malinois has become very popular over the last couple of years, much to its own detriment as a breed, because a lot of them now are ending up in homes and, you know, the fame has come back to bite them. Again, our main breed at the moment is the German Shepherd, because it's generally recognised as a guard dog / protection dog. Again, the stability is there. We've vast experience with the German Shepherds, and I think as a breed overall, they're more stable in various environments. It's all about stability and control at the end of the day.
Yeah. And how many things can you train a personal protection dog to do?
Up to level three, it's basically endless.
Yeah.
The vast majority would be putting the dog in different scenarios, as in a protection scenario in an open area, a protection scenario in the house, a protection scenario on a business premises that might also be the home.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's endless.
Yeah. No, because what I'm thinking is like, is the dog thinking, because I suppose that you're going back to that cliche notion, somebody comes in, an intruder comes in, the dog just attacks them. But is the dog thinking about other factors where the people he's protecting are, and, you know, getting in between them and a possible intruder and that kind of stuff?
Well, again, the dog might be conscious of someone that's new in the area or in the house.
Mm.
Our philosophy and the way we train is very simple. The dog's neutral in all situations, especially in the house. People should be able to come in, visit, and go.
Yeah, yeah.
No effect on the dog. I suppose the easiest way I can describe it is that we train pet dogs with a unique set of skills.
Mm.
If and when they're used, they're under control of the handler. And when the dog is on, he's on. And when he's off, he's off.
Yeah. When they're defending someone,
yes,
though, are they trained to go? You know, we have that.
They are trained to bite, yeah.
Is it the arm they always go for? Or
again, we fundamentally train the arm. But again, if the option of subduing someone through a bite in the arm isn't there, we will train the dog then to go for the leg.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so they'll go, that's not working, and they'll
try a different option. Yeah. Yeah. Again, it goes back to the levels of training.
Yeah. Now, and presumably there's a command to do that they have to hear first
before
they do anything.
Absolutely.
So is there only, and if the command is attack, we'll just say for the sake of argument.
Yes.
The dog will only respond to that from one person?
From the handler.
Yeah.
From the handler.
So if somebody else comes in and says attack, they'll just ignore it.
Essentially, the handler is in control of the scenario. We don't want a proactive dog that decides that it is uncomfortable in a situation, bites and makes a mistake.
Mm.
We want the handler to make the decision.
Yeah.
Conscious decision.
Yeah. The handler, I assume, has to be trained as
again,
well.
Again, we go back to what we said earlier on. We get our dogs at 8, 12 weeks old. We train them for a minimum of 2 years. And we then do a very extensive handover period with the new handler, 3 to 4 days minimum.
Mm.
And even after that, we go back 4 to 6 weeks later. The first 4 to 6 weeks of the handover, as we call it, is fundamentally the dog getting used to the family dynamic, the environment, and who's in the pack, because fundamentally they're a pack animal.
Yeah, it's true. Do they always gel? Is there sometimes difficulty? The dog might go, I hate this guy.
Our biggest problem, and again, we have to be very fair to the dog. You know, regardless of how much we're getting for the dog, it's not a financial thing per se. Our fundamental loyalty is with that dog, that dog will gel with one person, two people, two adults, four kids. That's our hardest job.
Yeah.
Is to get that initial gel in, get the dog settled, and then the rest should be plain sailing.
Yeah. That's interesting, because, you know, sometimes you see a sign. You might see a sign on a gate saying, beware, there's a guard dog. From what you've said, that's not a guard dog.
We don't train guard dogs.
Yeah.
Again, going back to the common perception with a guard dog, my perception of a guard dog would be a dog that's in a yard on its own, acting on its own.
Yeah.
We are the complete opposite.
Yeah.
We have dogs that are fundamentally, as I've said, family pets. They'll play in the back garden, they'll sit by the fire, they're under command, they're under control.
Mm. Because if you're training them for 2 years, you must get attached to them occasionally.
Especially when you've bred them and you've seen them and you've seen the different characters in them, and they'll all have different characters.
Mm.
We had 8 dogs in the litter 2 years ago. They're all different. They all have to be treated different, but we still have to get to the fundamental goal of what we're doing.
Yeah.
They still have to be able to do the job, switch on and switch off.
Yeah. Does occasionally it happen that some of them just aren't able for it?
Very rarely, very rarely. And what we normally do is we'll normally, they're not suitable for the program, which is fine. It's just the nature of the beast, I suppose. And we will get rid of those dogs or sell them on as family pets.
Yeah. Robbie, that was fascinating. Thank you so much for coming in to tell us about that today. That was Robbie Owens there, founder of Black Star Canine Training. You are listening to the Moncrief Show and News Talk. We're going to take a...
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.